This is KCUR 89.3. This summer, lots of Kansas City vacationers will descend on Branson, the southern Missouri town which became internationally famous for nightly shows by performers like Andy Williams and Yakov Smirnoff. With the national economy roaring, the town has recently had some of its biggest tourism years ever. But for many of the people who keep the good times rolling in Branson, life there is far from a holiday. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
If you can imagine Las Vegas, a county fair, and the TV show Hee Haw mixed up and spread out along an old Ozark highway, then you'll have some idea of what the main strip of Branson is like. Miles and miles of miniature golf, bumper cars, themed restaurants, fudge shops, custard stands, and music venues. Shannon is a waitress at a Branson restaurant and says she loves being part of the action.
I love to hear where people are coming from. You get to know them, even just with 5 minutes of talking. Where are you from? Why are you here? You kind of get to escape when you go to work.
The town of 11,000 people was hit hard during the Great Recession, but it's bounced back and now welcomes more than 8 million tourists each year. Yet that growth has not rubbed off on the large number of Branson workers like Shannon, who scrape by living in extended stay motels.
Hi, Millie. Manners.
Hey, Millie girl.
It's full of water. I broke it!
It's okay. So we were in a hurry this morning.
At the end of the day, Shannon comes home to a musty motel where she and her 3 children and pets live. She asked that I not use her last name to protect her privacy. Their room has a single king-size bed where the family sleeps together. The kitchen consists of a mini fridge and a microwave, and trash bags filled with clothes cover most of the floor space. Shannon and her children have been living in motels like this for the past 6 years. The extended stay motel trap that many Branson families fall into starts with the promise of a better life, according to Carla Perry, who also spent years in them.
It's like the commercials you see, you know, come on down, you know, family friendly, kid friendly, nice, clean, no crime, no drugs.
As a tourist destination, Branson runs on cycles of boom and bust. In the summer, businesses can't find enough people to fill all the seasonal low-wage jobs. But in the fall, tourism starts to dry up. And by midwinter, the unemployment rate rises to 3 or 4 times the state average. With dwindling bank accounts and few options for low-cost housing, many workers wind up living hand-to-mouth in motels.
You get stuck in like this big horrible one that's going down a toilet, and it's just sucking you down.
Living in a motel is considered homelessness by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and so-called sheltered homelessness is associated with higher lifetime risk for substance abuse disorders and mental and chronic physical health problems. Meth and other drug use runs rampant in motels, and they're notorious for domestic violence and prostitution. For Shannon, raising children in places like this has changed the way she thinks about parenting.
We used to go on treasure walks where we would find a heart-shaped rock, bring it home, you know, whatever was our adventure for that day. And when your son picks up a needle out of the rocks, that changes quickly. You get scared about whether they should even be in your hands for fear of what they could find or see.
Hey, killer.
At one extended stay, volunteers for the nonprofit group Jesus Was Homeless knock on doors to hand out free sack lunches. They also offer people in the motels help with things like housing, job skills, and health care. Director of Operations Ashley Harkness says the group prides itself on turning around the lives of people in the depths of crisis.
We've had them come in high, prostitutes, drunk, literally on a Sunday morning.
Jesus Was Homeless was founded 10 years ago, and organizers say the demand for their help has only grown. In 2016, the town's biggest tourism year yet, almost 700 Branson kids were homeless. That's about 1 in 7, and more than at any time in the previous 8 years. Even with the endless demand for workers, wages in Branson's theaters, hotels, and restaurants have barely budged in the last decade. Harkness says that to really improve the homelessness problem, employers need to offer more.
I think wages are important. I think the way employers treat employees is important.
I think that our theaters and our attractions and our businesses want to do the best they can by their employees.
Branson City Administrator Stan Dobbins acknowledges that the motels are a problem that's gone on too long, and the city has recently been changing its approach to dealing with them. But when it comes to paying more, he says employers are in a tough spot. Tourism is a fickle business, and that makes it hard to promise higher wages. On top of that, because of the Affordable Care Act, many employers had to start providing insurance, which hasn't been cheap.
The employees have to understand that the employer is running a business and they're trying to keep the doors open.
Branson is working to become a year-round destination, which would lead to more stable, permanent jobs. Though Dobbins says the real key to reducing homelessness is more non-tourism businesses setting up shop, maybe an Amazon warehouse or some light industry. But as in most parts of rural Missouri, that kind of investment has been hard to attract, especially after the recession.
I think people are still scared. They want to believe, they want prosperity, they want to trust, but I think they are cautious as well.
Dobbins says he's optimistic about Branson's future, but at many addresses in town, a brighter future can be hard to imagine.
Hey, buddy. How y'all doing?
On a hot summer day, Carla Perry greets kids playing outside Shannon's motel on her way to visit the family. Perry has moved on from motel life and now works for Jesus Was Homeless. She's working overtime to help Shannon find permanent housing and a better job. But Perry says that even for the most motivated people, the stain of motel life can be hard to wash away.
When you do go to get a job or do something different, you're tattered, you're broken, and the smell of poverty is very relevant around here. And so it's really hard for people to see past the outer shell to know that that person just needs a chance.
Perry managed to get Shannon a Section 8 voucher that will pay for housing for 2 years, though they're now having trouble finding a landlord who will accept it. Over the last few years, Shannon and her children have struggled to find food, shelter, and safety. But she says there's something even more important she'll never let her kids go without.
If I have a little hope, I'm for sure going to share it with them. They're resilient, they're bright, and they're happy, but they need to hold on to that.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.